By way of introduction to the sugya that we want to discuss today, I'd like to read to you a piece from the Tur in Yerodea Kuf Tzadites. And to get an idea of what the issues are. So let's begin with the following. The subject of most of this siman, Kuf Tzadites, are the preparations for tevila. And one of the most important preparations for tevila is, of course, chafifa. And this goes back to a takon of Ezra, that a woman should first do chafifa before tevila. Now, we can divide up chafifa into many different subcategories. The one that we want to focus our attention on is not how to do the chafifa, meaning what constitutes chafifa, but rather when should the chafifa take place. And the Tur writes the following. He says, Pirush Rashi, according to Rashi, Mutav Shetiye Bayom Shalifnei HaTfilah. Mipalel Tfilah, so meaning in the choice between Yom before Tfilah and Laila of Tfilah, Rashi prefers Yom. And why is that so? Says the Tur, Lefi Shema Maheres Balaila Velo Tochuf Yofa. The Tur claims that according to Rashi, and we'll soon see it inside in Rashi, that if the chafifa is going to take place at night, it's already the time for a tefillah, it's already the time for her to go home after the tefillah, she's in a rush, she won't do an adequate chafifa. Therefore Rashi prefers that the chafifa be b'yom. And then he writes, u'b'she'iltos, parshas achrei, Simon Tzadivav, Pireisha Mutav Shetia HaChafifa Balaila. In other words, the Shiltus is not impressed with Rashi's logic that we're afraid she won't do an adequate job in the Chafifa. Let her do it Balaila. What's the advantage of Laila? Kidei Shetia Samach L'Tfilasa. We want the Chafifa to be as close as possible to the Tfilah. After all, the purpose of the Chafifa is to guarantee there's no Chatzitzos. You know, if she does a chafifa on Sunday and goes to mikvah on Thursday, you know, it doesn't really guarantee that when she goes to mikvah 5 days later, I'm just giving you an exaggerated example, that she doesn't have any chatzitzos, because she may have removed all the chatzitzos in her hair back on Sunday, but that doesn't prove or establish anything as far as Thursday is concerned. So therefore, in this toss-up, so to speak, between two advantages, one, to guarantee that she's doing the chafifa slowly, methodically, without any pressure, and the other, to make sure that there's no separation of time between the chafifa and the tevila. So here we have machlok between Rashi and the Shiltos. Whereas Rashi prefers that we make sure, guarantee that she has plenty of time, and therefore he advocates doing the chafifa by yom. The Shiltos wants to advocate the chafifa by laila because his primary goal is that there be a smichus without any undue or unnecessary hefsek of time between the chafif and the tevila. And then he writes, V'kasav Adoni Ovia Rosh Zal, V'nagos Hanoshim Shemaschilos Lochuf Mibodyom, V'oskos B'chafifa Adjetechshach, V'oz Tofu. I'm going to just express my impression. I can't speak on behalf of anybody but myself. I think what the Tur is saying in the name of the Rosh is that the minhag is to try to satisfy both opinions. So we'll satisfy Rashi's opinion by at least beginning the process of Chafifa Bayom. We're not going to complete the Chafifa Bayom because then we'll dissatisfy the Shiltos to make the Shiltos a happy camp, but we're going to continue the Chafifa until Laila, and then immediately after she completes the Tevila Balaila, she's Tovelis. Then he adds another Chumrah. Not only should she be Makpid to start the Chafifa Bayom and complete it Balaila, but he says, V'od Machmiras al Atzman, She'afal pi she'chofefu nosos imoen masreik v'sarkos bebeis ha'tvila. That even if she already began the process mibod yom in order to satisfy the sheet of Rashi, nevertheless she should continue the process for Lila, at least, this is the barest minimum, as far as Srika, which is called combing. So the Srika, she should carry with her the Masrek, and in the Beis HaTfilah, immediately before the Tfilah, she should do the Srika.
Well, that implies that she did the Chafifa, even to satisfy the Shiltos, she did the Chafifa at home, because now she's going to the Beis.
Right, and the Shiltos...
takes it a walk, doesn't seem to be a problem with Smichos.
Right, but the Shiltos here is not going to be 100% on board, but since at least the Srika will take place in the Beis HaTfilah Laila, that might satisfy, calm down the Shiltos. But the Torah doesn't stop here. He goes on and he says, Chal tvilaso b'motzoi Shabbos. Now we have a serious problem. If a leil tvila falls on Motzi Shabbos, there's no way that you could fulfill Rashi's requirement of Chafifa Bayom. Because we don't allow Chafifa on Shabbos, for whatever reason it is. That's not for us now, but the various explanations. So he writes the Toshi, Efshal Alachuf Mibod Yom, so on Shabbos she surely cannot start the Bedika. And once again, we have now two possibilities. What are the two possibilities? Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, or Chafifa on Motzi Shabbos, after Avdolah, right before her Tevila. What does the Torah advocate? He says, "Daila bechafifas leil tvilasa." In this case, Rashi will drop the ball on the requirement of chafifas yom, because that chafifas yom will be so separated. There'll be such a harchaka from the chafifa to the tevila of let's call it 25 hours, I don't know how many hours, but certainly more than 24 by somewhat. Here, Rashi would say, I'm on board with the Shiltos and recommending chafifa balayla. The Shiltos, as a general rule, is in favor of Chafifa Balaila. Rashi wants Chafifa Bayom because she's Mumemes Lebesa, she's Maris Lebesa. But Rashi's going to drop the requirement of Tvila of Chafifa Bayom in favor of the Shiltos Chafifa Balaila in the case of Motzi Shabbos, because since there's no possibility of doing the Chafifa any earlier than Erev Shabbos, that's going to separate the Chafifa from the Tefillah too much and too great of a distance. Here Rashi's going to say, forget about Tefillah Bayom, let's do Tefillah Balaila. And that's what he writes over here, Daila b'chafifas leil tefilasa. Now, there are two ways of understanding this. One way is to say that Rashi completely does away, in this case, accepting, if you will, the position of the Shiltos with Tefillah Bayom. The other way is to say it, that Rashi admits that the Chafifa Bayom, I meant to say Chafifa Bayom, Rashi admits the Chafifa Bayom in this case is problematic, but at the same time, he doesn't want to completely do away with Chafifa Bayom. So that's why I think the Tur adds the next sentence, and he writes, "Umikomakom minag yofe Shetirchotz v'tochuf yofe b'erev Shabbos. In other words, she's going to do a double chafifa, one chafifa on Erev Shabbos and one on Motzai Shabbos. Which means that we're still, you know, we're still holding on, you know, by the skin of our, you know, skin of our teeth, we're holding on to Rashi's requirement of chafif bayom to make sure that she does a calm and serious meticulous chafifa. But we can't rely on that chafifa because we need chafifa samach l'tvila. Rashi is willing to say that on a weekday, the chafifa is samach l'tvila, even though it took place by yom, because immediately with nightfall she goes to the mikvah. But in the case of a chafifa on erev Shabbos with a tvila motzi Shabbos, Rashi will admit that such a chafifa of erev Shabbos is not close enough. It's not samach l'tvila. On the other hand, Rashi wants the advantage of a chafifa that's done with calm material. So Rashi will therefore be satisfied if we're able to be b'kayim shteihem. So we'll have the chafifa of Erev Shabbos, which is by Yom, although I've yet to see a woman who's calm and collected on Erev Shabbos, but I suppose there is such a reality out there. And then she'll have a second chafifa, which will take place Motzi Shabbos Beleil Tefilos. The truth is that when you read the tour, you know, you get the impression that there's not such a great distance here, such a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Shiltos, and we can really try to satisfy both Shitos. You can reduce the machlokas from the tour's perspective to the following: what if all things are equal and it's a regular classical tefillas leil chol, not with this motzi Shabbos kind of business, then do we prefer a tefillah, a chafifa bayom, that's Rashi, or do we prefer a chafifa balayla? And to satisfy both, we'll start bayom and end balayla. It doesn't seem to be, you know, it's not world shattering, this machlokas. Now, if we assume that according to Rashi, tefillah has to be, chafifa should be by yom, but yet that's not going to satisfy a situation where the chafifa is separated from the tefillah, then we should ask ourselves the following question. What happens when you expand the time differential between the chafifa and the tefillah? I'll explain in just a minute what I mean. But let's say instead of 24 hours and change, it becomes 48 hours, or perhaps even 72 hours. Does Rashi finally come to the position that in that case tefillah is balayla, period? Forget about tefillah b'yom.
Chafifa.
I'm sorry, I keep saying tefillah and I mean chafifa. So whenever I say tefillah, I mean chafifa. When I say tefillah, I mean tefillah. Meaning, what we're trying to do is, we're trying to maintain that advantage, right, sustain that advantage of chafifa b'yom, even when Rashi's going to insist that I need a chafifa samach l'tvila because a day is going to pass by between the chafifa of Erev Shabbos and the tvila motzi Shabbos. Okay, fine. So we'll still advocate a chafifa bayom on Erev Shabbos. I mean, it's reasonable in a sense that that chafifa is related to the tvila, albeit separated by a full day, but it's reasonable. But what happens? Is there any point in which finally Rashi drops the ball? Forget about chafifa bayom. There's no point to chafifa bayom. The separation now becomes 2 days or 3 days. What case do I have in mind?
Yontif.
If Motzi Shabbos is now Yontif, and let's say Hallel Tefillah, Hold just one second.
No.
Wait, let me just work this out myself for a second. You'll get it quicker than I do, but I need to work out the mathematics myself. If let's say Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, and therefore the Chafifa. Okay, let me take the following scenario, and then you'll correct me. If let's say Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, and Hallel Tefillah is Sunday night. Okay, you'll correct me if I make any mistakes here or if I'm missing any points. But let me just, every scenario has to be. So here's the scenario. She's got to go to Hallel Tefillah is Leil Beis, Leil Yom Beis, correct? Which is Motzei Yontif in this particular scenario. Okay. When is she going to do the Chafifa? Now let's assume, which I want to reject this, but let's assume that the Chafif has to be Biyom, according to Rashi. Rashi's the big advocate, waves the flag of Chafif and Biyom. So when is the Chafif going to be in this case?
Erev Shabbos.
Right, it's going to be Erev Shabbos, and the Tefillah is going to be Motzei Yom Rishon, Leil Yom Sheni. That's a full separation of 2 days. Okay, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Now we're in Chutz Laretz. And in Chutz Laretz, we've got 2 days Yontif. So then the separation between the Chafif and the Tefillah will be 3 days. In fact, back at the time of Chazal in the Gemara in Beitzah, they even had Rosh Hashanah on Sunday and Monday. Today we have Lo Adu Rosh, but that's much later. So in the original formulation of Rosh Hashanah on Sunday and Monday, there would be a case even in Eretz Yisrael where they would have a 3-day separation between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. So what I'd like to know at this point is, does Rashi still insist on a Chafifa that's 3 days before the Tefillah? So for that, I'd like to show you a Rashi that I found. I'm sure I'm not the first one to find it, but it just struck me. And Rashi is on Daf Samaches Amin Aleph. So what happens on Daf Samaches Amin Aleph? So 3 lines down, it says, Darash Rova, Isha Chofefes B'Erev Shabbos, V'Toveles B'Motzai Shabbos. Now this works very well in the framework of the Torah, because the Torah insists that although Rashi is upset about a separation of 1 full day from the Chafif to the Tefillah, nevertheless Rashi would still be in favor of having some Chafifa Bayom. There's going to be a second Chafifa B'Leil Tefillah. And therefore when Rava says that there's a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, the answer is that Chafifa, which is separated from the Tefillah by 1 day, is still a meaningful Chafifa. In terms of Lamdus, we would say it still has a Chalashem Chafifa. It's not just a physical Metzius of Chafifa. Fine. Only Rav Papa LeRava, your Psak, and you get the impression that Rava publicized this psak, because it says Darash Rava, which usually means Bifnei Rabin, is contradicted by another drasha that was given publicly by Ravin. Now in this case, Ravin was in Eretz Yisrael. Now even though the center of Torah Jewry was in Bavel at the time, nevertheless, there were still some great Torah centers in Eretz Yisrael at that particular juncture in history, and they had a tremendous impact on the halacha in Bavel. And one of two things happened: either a scholar from Eretz Yisrael would make the trip to Bavel, or he would send a letter. So in this case, Ravin was in Eretz Yisrael, and he sent an igeres to Bavel. And in the Igeres, he reflected not only his own opinion, but the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, who had a tremendous impact on the development of Torah throughout all the generations, but certainly in his time. In fact, Yerushalmi considers Rabbi Yochanan Tana. Okay, the Bible doesn't have that, but what was written in the Igeres? Isha lo tachuf b'erev Shabbos v'titpol b'motzai Shabbos. And the simple reading of this text, of this Igeres, indicates that once the chafifa is separated from the tefillah by a full day, it's meaningless. It doesn't register. V'tamal atzmecha. And Rabbi Yochanan strengthened his psak by arguing logically, heich chofefes bayom v'toveles balayla. Now, it could be that this extra line in Rabbi Yochanan, in the Geras of Ravin, would be the proof positive to the Shiltos. You remember that the Shiltos has a universal rule, advocated tefillah belayla.
Chafifa belayla,
I'm sorry. And maybe that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here. This is the source for the Shiltos. Heicho fefes bayom v'toveles balayla, habi'inan tekef lechafifa tefillah. Veleka. He's not referring only to the case of a separation of a day in which the chafif was Erev Shabbos, the tefillah was Motzi Shabbos, but in general, even on a Yom Chol, how could it be that the chafifa is Bayom and the tefillah is Balayla? The chafif has to be Samach L'tefillah on the same date. You know, Yom is a different calendar date than Laila.
How do you know he's not only referring to Arab Shabbos?
I'm just suggesting that the language of the Geres,
yeah,
he says Heicho Fefes Bayom V'Tovelos Balayla.
But he's addressing the situation of Shabbos.
I don't think so, because if that would be the case, then he should have said Heicho Fefes B'Arab Shabbos V'Tovelos B'Motzi Shabbos. It sounds like he's saying a general principle of Chofefes Bayom V'Tovelos Balayla. At least that's how I think the Shiltos would interpret this statement. And the proof of the pudding is tekef lechafifa tvila, tekef. Meaning he's trying to emphasize that this is the way chafifa operates. The requirement of chafifa is tekef. You know, if I would be allowed to say the Lubavitch terms, I would say chafifa is part and parcel of tvila. You can't separate them.
But is that what concerns him then, is the fact that it's a different date? Or just,
no, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know if you have to say so. I was just using that to dramatize it.
No, but I mean, but the Lamaisa is, so what was Artem if she makes the FIFA biyom, and as soon as it's Lila, she goes in, is that stakef?
I don't know. I think what the Chafifa means, the beginning of the Chafifa, not the end of the Chafifa, meaning Chafifa is a process, and every single hair has to be separated. And it's a process that may take a half hour, I don't know. And if that half hour was done by Yom, and then she has to pack her bags and get herself into the Beis HaTvila, and then she's number 5 online, you know, it's going to take a while. He wants takeoff. So I'm just suggesting that this Igeris might be the source for the Shiltos. But be that as it may, one thing is crystal clear, that there's no chafifa on Erev Shabbos for the sake of a tefillah on Motzi Shabbos. And that's against Rava. Rava's drasha was Isha chofefes b'Erev Shabbos tovelas b'Motzi Shabbos. Hadar uki Rava mora levidorash dvarm shamati lefneichem tolosein biyodi. So Rava publicizes a retraction. Baram kach amru mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. This is what he publicizes: Isha lo tachuf b'erev Shabbos v'titbol b'motzai Shabbos. And then once again, he added this same edition that appeared in the Igeres: Utam al atzmecha heicho fefes bayom v'tovel spolayla b'inen somach lechafifa tefila bil v'lek. So quite clearly, if we would stop here at this point in the sugya, we are committed to this Igeres. Rava was so impacted by the Igeres that he simply rescinded his original position. You see, by the way, the intellectual honesty. Imagine if you had given a drush on a halachic topic. You know, if you're saying drush, okay, Amish even al drush. You know, one day I say this, the next day I say that. Who cares? As long as the stories are different, everyone's happy. They say that if you wait a full year, you can tell the same story again. That's what they say. Others, the Machmirim say you have to wait 3 years. Whatever it is. But if you're saying halacha and you're passing halacha on tefillas, you know, nida, and then, you know, the next day, all of a sudden, you know, you get up publicly and you rescind your position. But that's the way it goes. Fine. But how do we pass in la halacha? So again, if we had to stop here, I would submit to you that the shultas is right. And even if you don't accept the shultas, but chach in the case of tefillah, of leil tefillos and motzai Shabbos, for sure we're going to do away with chafif and beyond. It's totally meaningless. Vehilchus. Now, whenever you see vehilchus, you know that's the culmination of a long, you know, dialectical presentation in the Talmud. And it's the bottom line, as we said. In this case, there's a vehilchus and then another vehilchus, which is odd. But again, the plot grows thicker because the first vehilchus contradicts the second vehilchus. So are we advocating tefillah bayom? I'm sorry, chafif bayom. Or shall we take the second vehilchasa and do away with chafif bayom because of the principle of the geres of Rabbi Yochanan of tekef lechafifa tefillah? The first statement is Isha Chofefes Bayom V'Tovelas Balayla. And the second statement is Isha Lo Tokov Ela Balayla. So the Gemara immediately asks Kasha Hilchasa Ahilchasa Lo Kasha Hadi Efshar Hadi Lo Efshar. Now let's figure this out. Let's put on the Shiltos is thinking cap for a second. The Shiltos doesn't recognize any advantage to tefillah bayom, to chafifa bayom. That doesn't appear on his radar screen. So if I read the second vehilchasa, which says isha lo tachuf el balayla, that really represents the basic view in the Shulta's favor of Chafifa. A Chafifa should be Balal. So what would you say? Is that Efshar or Lo Efshar? Are you with me? Yeah, in other words, if the basic principle of Chafifa, the way the Shulta's understands it, is that it's got to be Balala, and that's the second vehilchus of Isha lo tokuf el balayla. So that represents the classical situation. What's that called? Efshar or lo efshar?
Afilu efshar.
Efshar, right? Because lo efshar means I can't do it the way you want me to do it. Efshar means that's the classical way. Yeah. Oh. Then we have to ask ourselves, according to the Shultz, what is the first vehilchus of Isha chofefes payom v'tovel es balayla? After all, the normative halacha is that the chafif should take balayla. So what are you telling me in the first hilchasa? Ein chofefes ela bayom v'tovelos balayla. That's going to have to be the exception to the rule. What's that called?
Yeah.
Lo efshar. Excellent. So we got at least the structure. Oh, so what's lo efshar? So if you take a look at Tosfos here, Dibra Maskel Kach, he quotes the Shiltos. It's about, I'd say, you know, it's a long Tosfos, let's say 20 lines down. And he says, "Ubishultas the Rav Achai Parshas Achremos Pirsha Ha Di Efsha Lachuf Belel Tvila Shehu Chol Lo Tircha Lo Tarchik Chafifa Mitvila Klal." Because again, we take this Chafifa Samuch Litvila literally, Samuch Mamish, so to speak. Ve'afilu Im Hayom. Who gam kein chol? So you have 2 days of chol. Let's say a Sunday and a Monday, right? And she could do the chafifa bayom and immediately, as Alan suggests before, go into the mikvah balayla. No, that's not acceptable according to the Shiltos. We want the chafifa balayla. That's called efshar, correct? Hadi efshar. The hadi lo efshar. Kigon Shalel Tvila Yontif O Shabbos. So if the Leil Tvila is Yontif O Shabbos, she has no possibility of doing the Chafifa Bayom. Oz Tachuf Bayom Shalifnei Tvila. So the Evid situation of Lo Efshar, where it's impossible to do the Chafifa on Yontif or on Shabbos, then we're going to accept a Chafifa Bayom, which will take place beforehand. Oh, so that's the Shiltos. Rashi says, Tamal Atzmecha. Now let's go back to the Tamal Atzmecha. Hei chofefes bayom v'tovels falayla. Now Rashi has a problem here. Because what do you mean Tamal Atzmecha? Hei chofefes bayom v'tovels falayla. That's exactly how Rashi envisioned the ideal Chafifa. The ideal Chafifa is Bayom, as we saw in the tour. So what do you mean, Tamal Atzmecha? Says Rashi, Bekoshi Hitiru Laharchik Chafifasa Mitfilasa Kolkach. Even in that very minimal Harchaka from Yom to Laila, Bekoshi Hitiru, they really had to push the envelope. Ella, so why did they do so? Mishum de'ichafva b'leil tefilasa emor, we're afraid lo chayfa shapir, she won't do a good job. Mishum de'maheres l'tefilasa mitok shemahuma l'beisa. In other words, as a general rule, we're going to advocate chafifa b'yom, but even that we have to understand is a compromise of sorts for the greater good of guaranteeing that you'll do an adequate job of chafifa. But in the ideal situation, based on the principle of samach l'chafifa tefila, the chafifa should take place balayla. Now, hadi efshar, hadi lo efshar. Let's see how Rashi interprets hadi efshar. Again, according to the Shiltos, hadi efshar would be the second vehilchus, lo tachuf ella balayla. Rashi says, Hadi Efshar Lachuf Bayom, Chofefes Bayom. So Rashi identifies the first Hilchasa as Efshar. Again, according to the Shiltos, the first Hilchasa, which advocates Chafif Bayom, is a B'dievet situation, is B'les Beira. That's going to be a low Efshar. Rashi holds that the second Braisa, advocating Tefillah Balayla, is low Efshar, but the first Braisa advocating Chafifa Bayom is going to be Efshar. That's going to be the ideal situation. Again, and even within the framework of the ideal situation, that's Bekoshi Hitiru, but they did so in order to gain the benefit of avoiding Mahumemes Lebesa. Hadalo Efshar, when there's no possibility of Chafifa Bayom, let's see here, there's a Bach here. Yeah, Bayom, okay, good. Lachuf Bayom, Kigon, Motzai. Okay, here the different Girsos, some of Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Yontif, Lotachuf Ela Balayla. Now, in a funny sort of way, the Lo Efshar is really the Lachatchila situation. What do I mean? If not for the problem of Mehumemes Lebesa, if all things were equal and we could rely on her to do a perfectly good chafifa, we would rather advocate the chafifa be balayla, so that it be samach l'tefila. However, because women are not so reliable on the chafifa, they had to make a special dispensation and they compromised, they allowed the chafifa to take place by yom. When it's efshar, that's the way we're going to do it. If it's lo efshar, because the tefila is now on Motzi Shabbos, correct, or the tefillah is on Leil Yontif, or Motzei Yontif, I should say, then in those scenarios, we're going to go back to the original position of Samach L'Tefillah L'Chafifa Tefillah. And we're going to have to give up on the guaranteeing that she'll do a good job and forget about Maharis L'Besa, because otherwise the Chafifa is going to be a full day separated from the tefillah. So basically it works out that according to Rashi, although there's a paradox here a little bit, it's not a real paradox, I'm just saying, it's just a superficial paradox, that on the one hand, Rashi is the big advocate of Chafifa V'yom. On the other hand, Rashi is going to drop that Chafifa V'yom as soon as there's a separation between the Chafifa and the Tefillah, which is called Lo Efshar. And in that case, Rashi advocates Chafifa B'Lailah. So it's a little bit odd. On the one hand, Rashi doesn't know of a chafifa that's separated from the tefillah. When I mean separated, I mean by a significant amount of time. On the other hand, Rashi's the advocate of chafifa bayom. So whenever there's going to be a significant separation period, then we drop chafifa bayom. And I say it's a little bit paradoxical, because if you compare Rashi to the Shiltos, oddly enough, even though he doesn't advocate tefillah bayom, chafifa bayom, that rubs in the wrong way, because again, you're separating the chafifa from the tefillah. He doesn't want to do that. He's the advocate of some, but yet it's tafka the Shiltos is going to be liberal about separating the chafifa and the tefillah with a time differential, because Shiltos is going to read the Hilchasa Isha Chofefes Bayom as the case of Lo Efshar. So if she's going to the mikvah on Motzi Shabbos, her chafifa is going to be on Erev Shabbos. So the machlokas between Rashi and the Shiltos, I may have said this already, I'm sorry, I'm saying it again, because I'm learning it with you together, is a twofold machlokas. Number one, on a weekday there's going to be a machlokas, whereas Rashi is going to advocate the chafifa bayom to balayla. Shiltos wants the chafifa to be balayla, and that's because the Shiltos insists on some of the chafifa tefila. But there's going to be another machlokas between Rashi and the Shiltos with regard to the possibility of separating the chafifa from the tefila by a full day, whereas the Shiltos is going to accept that. That's called lo efshar, and in that context we're going to drop the requirement of samach l'tfila, chafifa samach l'tfila. Rashi, in this particular scenario, is going to say, forget about chafifa b'yom. Let's require chafifa b'layla in order to guarantee the smichus between the chafifa and the tfila. So do you see the paradox here? Because Efshar and Lo Efshar, within the context of the controversy between Rashi and the Shiltos, goes in two different directions, two opposite directions. In Efshar, Rashi is the big advocate of Chafifa B'yom, and in Lo Efshar, Rashi drops the Chafifa B'yom, and Dafka the Shiltos advocates Tefillah B'yom. Now, let me ask you the following question. If Rashi is opposed to a separation of time, a significant harchokas hazman between chafifa and tvila, then what's Rashi going to do in a case not where Motzi Shabbos is chol? Because then Rashi is going to say, make havdola and then do the chafifa. But what happens if Motzi Shabbos is yontif? Which means that she doesn't have a possibility of doing the chafifa on Motzi Shabbos because it's yontif.
Right.
So for this, I want you to take a look at the Rosh. You know, the Rosh has two contributions, two works on Nida. One is the classical Piskei HaRosh on the Masechta. That goes by Perek, each Perek. And then he has what's called Hilchos Mikvos. I think, where's the Marmakomos page? Do you have it here? Let me borrow it just for a second. I'll get right back. Did I tell you about this Rosh? Yeah, Hilchos Mikvos. Siman Lamed Zayin. That would be number Gimel on the Mar Makomos page. Okay. Unfortunately, my my Masech Danit doesn't have the Rosh Hilchas Mikvot. So if I could borrow from somebody just for a minute and I'll give it right back. He says the following. Birsh Rashi, because she itiru lahartik chafifa mitfilos el mishum, dohki odif lochum fayom, te I chaifa balaila, mitoshim muhemes, muhuba lebeisa lo chaifa shapir. Hilkach, while hilchasa, isha chofefes fayom, vitovelis balaila. The hilchasa lo tochuf el balaila, kasha hilchasa, hilchasa lo kasha. Hodi efsha, hodi efsha. Birsh Rashi, hodi efsha, if everything is ideal. Efshal lochuf bayom, let her do the chafif bayom, kamo bimeachol. Mehecha de lo efshal lochuf, ele balaylo, kagon shechal tvilos motzai Shabbos, sheim tochuf bierv Shabbos, lo tia chafifa samach le tvilos, hilka chofefes beleil tvilos motzai Shabbos. Says the Rosh, ulefi perusho, im chal yontif bimotzai Shabbos. So now she can't do the chafifa on Motzi Shabbos. She can't do the chafifa on Motzi Shabbos. What are we going to do now? The other option is the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Well, Rashi doesn't tolerate that because that's already a separation of a full day. So Rashi's in a bind here. Because again, we don't have any option here really. Because in a case of a Motzai Shabbos of Chol, so Rashi's going to go back to the Ikar Adin before the Bekoshi Tiru, and he's going to advocate Chafifa Balayla. In this case, that Motzai Shabbos is Yontif, there's no way of doing the Chafifa Balayla. Rashi's already rejected the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos because it's too far removed. So what do we do in this case?
Well, are you going to let her be Tovelis? Is Rashi going to let her be Tovelis be Yontif or not?
No.
So there's not going to be...
Rashi... Wait. Are you talking about Tevila or Chafifa? Because I make the mistake. You don't make the mistake.
No, Tevila.
Tevila. What's the problem with Tevila and Yontif? Yeah.
Well, they make parents.
Well, you talk about Chafifa is the problem.
No, not about Chafifa.
Well, what's your issue with Tevila about Yontif?
I don't understand what your problem is with Rashi.
My problem is not Tevila, it's Chafifa.
Yeah, but it's the difference. If he wouldn't allow Chafifa, even when he could be Tovelis be Motzei Shabbos, then when she can't be Tovelis until after Yom Tov, sure, of course he wouldn't allow it. He would have
I'm not sure I understand you. Again,
Rashi does allow it.
Motzei Shabbos is Halel Tevila, correct?
It's called.
When are you going to do the Chafifa?
Right. So I'm saying
to allow the chafifa on Erev Shabbos, you can't allow because Rashi doesn't tolerate that kind of harchokavism. To allow the chafifa on Motzi Shabbos, I can't do that because it's Yontif.
Right.
So what happens in this case?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is amazing. We've never seen this before. And that's exactly what the Rosh says. Maybe you're familiar with the Rosh. He says, Nire, Lefi Perusho, Imchal Yontif Motzoi Shabbos, Nire, Delohitiru Lochuf Erev Shabbos, Velitfo Motzoi Shabbos, Hare Efshar. So what does he do? So he says, in this case, Mutav Shetidche Tvilasa. It's unbelievable. You know, we discussed last week how inhibited the halacha is for pushing off Leil Tevila. You know, that's not a good fit. And we've discussed this over and over again, whether it's Mitzvah's Ona, Mitzvah's Periva Rivia, you name it. You know, Tevila Bizman and Mitzvah, Koy Tereve Nechanal, whatever the different shittas are. Here we have the Rosh in Rashi telling us that in this scenario, we're going to have to push off the Tevila. Now the plaque grows thicker in the case of Yom Tov Sheni or Rosh Hashanah back in the day, because then you're going to have to push up a tefillah by 2 days in order to make sure that the chafifa will be samuch le tefillah. So that's very fascinating. That's point number one. Now, when I compare this rush, let me return the rush to you. Give you back your head or my head. And I compare that to Tosfos. Let's look at Tosfos. This is the same Tosfos Dibur Ma'aseh Kach. And he says, I'm skipping to about the fifth line down. It tells us, "Pirush Rashi Hodiyef Shalochu Payom Kegon Bimei Achol Chofefes Payom Tovel Spalayl Hadlof Shalochu Payom Kegon Sheira Tvilasa B'Motzoi Shabbos V'Mtochu B'Erev Shabbos Tarchik Yosem Midai Mitvilasa Chofefes Vleil Tvilasa B'Motzoi Shabbos B'Im Tomar." I'll explain this as we go along. I'm just going to read this quickly. Doesn't seem to stand up. V'oz vaday tochuf me erev Shabbos. This is not the rush. So Rav Osa, we now have, I'll explain in a minute, two interpretations of Rashi. We have the rush, who understands that there's no chafifa separated from tefillah by a day, and what that means is that in a case of separation, the tefillah, the chafifa will have to take place at night. If the tefillah cannot take place at night, Rashi would force us to delay the tefillah. Tosfos, on the other hand, says, and we'll see what Tosfos gains by this, just structurally in terms of the calculations, that according to Rashi, in a case where Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, which means there's no way that she can do the chafifa before the tefillah, unless the chafif was done on Erev Shabbos, Rashi would allow the tefillah on Erev Shabbos.
The chafifa
on Erev Shabbos. So it comes out like this, that if her tefillah is on Motzei Shabbos of Chol, then she'll do the chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. If, on the other hand, Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, then, whereas the Rush says push off the tefillah, Tosfos insists, according to Rashi, that the chafif will be on Erev Shabbos. Now, just for your own knowledge, you know, what's technically, what is Tosfos, why is, what's on his agenda here to insist that this is the halacha? He wants to square the sugya that we just learned at Daf Samach Ches with the sugya of Daf Samach Zayin. Because there, the Gemara paskins like Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda says that in all cases, the Chafifa should be Erev Shabbos. That's called, in the language of Rav Chisda, B'kul Amrinon. In all cases, we say the Chafifa should be on Erev Shabbos. And that means that if she will not be able to do the chafifa samach l'tvila, let's say, for example, the tvila is Motzei Shabbos, or, for example, the yanta falls out of Motzei Shabbos, in all these scenarios, Rav Chisda says she should do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So Tosfos wants to see if we can reconcile Rashi and the Hilchasa on Daf Samach Ches with the Halacha like Rav Chisda on Daf Samach Zayin on the base. And Tosfos suggests the following reconciliation, that Enochinami, if Hatvila is on Motzei Shabbos, then the Chafifa will take place on Motzei Shabbos. Well, what's a case of Lo Efshar? That's a case of Yontif. And in the case of Yontif, there Tosfos says, we're going to accept Rav Chisda, and the Chafifa is going to be on Erev Shabbos. And again, I'm not so happy with Tosfos, because since Rashi says explicitly that Lo Efshar Lochuf Bayom is a case of Motzei Shabbos, And Rashi says black and white, lo tochu velo belayla. So I don't know that Rav Chisda would buy into that. But at least we're salvaging something from Rav Chisda. When are we salvaging Rav Chisda's separation where the Chafifa is Erev Shabbos and the Tefillah is after Shabbos? In a case where after Shabbos is Yom. So whereas the Rosh, again, let's just review, would hold that if Yontif coincides with Motzei Shabbos, Rashi would push off the Tefillah. Tosfos is going to say in this particular case, we're going to accept the Shita of Rav Chisda, because the Gemara itself paskins like Rav Chisda, that we can separate the Chafifa from the Tefillah by a full day, and even more than a full day, actually. Right? By a full day. Well, yeah, by a full day in the case of Yontif Rishon, and by more than a full day in the case of Yontif Sheni. So we have two different presentations of Rashi. Now, I want to see if we can answer two questions. Question number one, how does the Shiltos, who understands that in the ideal Chafifa, the Chafifa should take place by Laila, completely rejecting Chafifa Bayom, how does he deal with the whole sugya daf samach zayin amid beis of Rav Chisda? Because Rav Chisda is clearly advocating tefillah bayom. Not only that, he's willing to separate chafifa bayom. He's willing to separate, to tolerate a chafifa bayom that's separated from the tefillah by 2 days, and maybe even by 3 days in the case of Yontif Sheni, which means that the chafifa will take place on Erev Shabbos, the tefillah will take place on Monday night in the case of Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. And that's what Rav Chisda is advocating. Why is Rav Chisda advocating that? It must be, we have no other choice than to say that we're worried about Muhammad Slabesa, and therefore we prefer that there be a Chafifa Bayom. Well, the Shiltos doesn't even have that on his radar screen. He's not Geris, he doesn't recognize the priority of Chafifa Bayom. So what's he going to do with the whole sugi Rav Chisda? And I believe that the answer is that according to the Shiltos, the entire sugi of Rav Chisda was completely rejected la halacha. And when we learn now the sugi on Daf Samaches of Ravin and the Geres in the name of Rabbi Yochanan and Samuch le Tvila, so I mean Tekef le Chafifa Tvila, now we're completely undermining the entire sugi of Rav Chisda, which is predicated on the advocacy of Chafifa Biyom. Forget about all that. No, Chafifa must be Balayla. No, but it does say Vehilchasa Isha Chofefis Bayom Vitovel's Balayla. Is the answer is according to the Shiltos, that's a case of Lo Efshar. In other words, there we're going to have her do the Chafifa Bayom, not because of Mehumenes Lebesa. There's no intrinsic advantage to Chafifa Biyom. But just in this case, since there is a situation of lo efshar, which means that she can't do the chafifa balayla, and she can't do the chafifa balayla, so then, if leil tefilasa is yontif, or Shabbos, so then we're going to have to allow for chafifa Bayom. But again, in the Shiltos' frame of reference, there was never an advantage of Tefillah Bayom. That was only a less rare situation. Rav Chisda advocates Tefillah Bayom. I'm sorry. Let me say it again. In the framework of the Shiltos, there was never an advocacy of Chafifa Bayom. There was never any advantage. It was only a less rare situation. Whereas Rav Chisda and Daf Samach Zayin on the base insists that the Chafifa should be Bayom. The answer is that Rav Chisda was in favor of stopping up the gap on Muhumemes Lebesa, but Rav Yochanan, Ravin, and the entire Sugya Vehilchasa here on Daf Samach has completely rejected that, and therefore, says the Shiltos, the only allowance for Chafif Biyom is in a B'dievet less rare situation, a no-win situation, in which Motzei Shabbos is Yontif, so that she can't do chafifa b'leil tefilasa. Or let's say leil tefilasa is on Shabbos and she can't do chafifa on Shabbos. In those cases of lo efshar, we're going to make an allowance for chafifa b'yom. And we said that the shuldas goes even a step further. Once we're making an allowance in a lo efshar situation for chafifa b'yom, it matters not how much of a separation there will be between the chafifa b'yom and the tefilas laila, which will take place days down the line. Now, what I find interesting is that the shiltos in lo efshar would seem to be a contradiction to the approach of the Rosh, because the Rosh is saying that if we're going to separate the chafif from the tefillah, then we might as well postpone the tefillah if need be. That's not the shiltos. The shiltos advocates that take after the chafifa, right? Samach le chafifa tefillah. That's certainly the ideal that we should push for. But nevertheless, when it's less brera, he's going to allow the chafifa take place on Erev Shabbos for Motzi Shabbos, and that expands with Yom Tov and so forth. What happened to the Rosh who says, no, let's just postpone the tefillah until she can finally do a chafifa samach le tefillah? So you see that the shiltos is against the Rosh in principle. We're not going to postpone tefillah. And if need be, we're going to overcome or override, I should say, that principle of samach, of tekef le chafifa tefillah. Now what I'd like to try to do with you is open up the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how he paskins, and take a look in the Shach. So Shulchan Aruch, of course, is Kuf Sadi Tes, 199, and we're looking at Sif Dalet. And he says the following. But before we get to Sif Dalet, let's just get a general overview here. In Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, he describes the preparations that she does for the mikvah in great detail. And then in Sif Gimel, he writes, Chafifa tzricha lios lechatchila, that's the ideal, samach letfilasa. At this point, who does he sound like? The Shulchan. Interesting. The Machlok Shin Rashi. And the Shiltos, passing like the Shiltos. I don't know. The Shiltos is one of the Gaonim, so maybe he gets preference over Rashi. I don't know. I would have passed like Rashi. Then he writes, Minhag HaKosher, and this we saw already in the tour, is to try to satisfy both Rashi and the Shiltos. Shetaschil Lachuf Mibod Yom, V'Osekis B'Chafifa Ad Shetekshach. So she overlaps. Her chafifa should overlap with nightfall. The oz titpo. Fine. Now we get to siftal. Chal tvilasa motzoi Shabbos. Bolel tvilas on motzoi Shabbos. She efsha lochuf mi ba'od yom. That sounds a lot more like Rashi, no? Because again, what is he saying? He's saying that this is a difficult question that we have to address, because she can't do the tefillah b'vod yom. Who said anything about the tefillah b'vod yom? So again, it could be that we have to understand Sif Dalet in the light of Haminig HaKosher. Even though the Shulchan Aruch has already said that the ideal chafifa is b'layla, right? Like the Shiltos, but nevertheless, we try to satisfy Rashi as well. Now, in this case, we cannot satisfy Rashi, because Yom here refers to Shabbos. You can't do the Chafif on Shabbos. Is then Tachof Dolel Tvilosa. The Chafif should take place on Motzei Shabbos. Who's this like? Are you with me? The Shiltos said lo efshar, that when is there chafif bayom, that's lo efshar. That's like this case where she cannot. No. Just one second. Now we're talking about Motzi Shabbat. Just one second. This could be like the Shiltos as well.
Yeah.
Right, because the Shiltos, in a regular case of Motzi Shabbos, would probably advocate for Tefillah Balayla, correct? Because it's
no,
Chol. Right, so Chal Tefillos Motzi Shabbos. So now he's trying to satisfy Rashi here, because it's only Rashi who would require Tefillah a Chafif Vayom, and that's impossible. Yev Shalach Vayom. Is tichvof b'leil tefilos. Then even Rashi is going to have to accept the shul. So basically, in leil, in tefilos b'leil motzi Shabbos of Chol, there ain't no machlokes between the shultos and Rashi, because mimon of shach. Rashi is going to drop the ball on this, you know, embellishment of a chafif bayom, because it's too much of a separation. And the Shiltos advocates even with Chatzil in an ideal situation, the Tefillah should be a Balayla. So basically, what it says here in Sif Dalin is correct according to both Rashi and the Shiltos. Because there is no machlokus in this case. The machlokus between the Shiltos and Rashi will apply if Motzi Shabbos is Yontif, because in such a case, Rashi will insist that the chafifa be balayla, it's too much of a separation. And if there's no possibility of a chafifa, then at least the Rashi says that Rashi would insist on postponing the tefillah. The Shiltos, on the other hand, would say that in this case, since it's low efshar, we would allow the chafifa to take place on Erev Shabbos, because paradoxically, as we said before, the Shiltos in a B'nieved situation, the Shas of Chak situation, is much more open to the possibility of separating the Chafifa from the Tevila, whereas Rashi's not open to such a suggestion. So let's take a look at Sif Vav. And he says, Chal Leil Tevilos Motzai Shabbos Vu Yantiv She Efshar Lachuf. She cannot do the Chafifa on Motzai Shabbos because it's Yantiv. Is Oz Tachfof the Erev Shabbos. Now, if I'm going to assume the Rosh's interpretation of Rashi, then we'll go back to Tosis, but in the Rosh's frame of reference, he's paskining like the Shiltos. Let me just double check that and see if my calculation is correct. According to Rashi, in this case where there's a separation from the Erev Shabbos Chafifa till the Tevilah, then Rashi would not allow for Chafifa b'Erev Shabbos. And according to the Rosh's understanding of Rashi, we'd have to postpone Leil Tevilah. And that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is advocating. He's saying that the Tevilah will take place Bizmana and the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. That's against Rashi. But it does reflect the sheet of the Shiltos. Let me just see if the Be'er Gola is on the same team. Yud Gimel.
He's back on the Shiltos.
I don't know.
All situations.
I don't know what he's saying here. There's a long discussion here in the Be'er Gola, but I just thought this is the Shiltos. Yeah, Joel, what were you saying?
He's passing like the Shiltos in all situations.
Well, again, I just want to make two comments on that. He does seem to embrace the Shiltos, but he's trying to satisfy Rashi. To what extent is he trying to satisfy Rashi? He advocates starting the process of Chafifa Mibodjom, continuing into Laila to satisfy the Shiltos. And again, in Sif Dalit on the Motzoi Shabbos situation, he seems to again touch on Rashi, because he says, "Efshar Lachuf Mibodjom." But then when I fast forward to Sivav, that's straight away the Shiltos. Okay, well, let's just think. That's according to the Rosh. Now let's go back to Tosus. Okay, now Tosus' understanding of Rashi was a little different than the Rosh. Tosus understood that according to Rashi, if Leil Tefilosa is Motzei Shabbos, then Chofef is Balayla, but Motzei Shabbos. Okay, that's fine. That was Sif Dalet. But then Tosus says that according to Rashi, if Leil Tefilos is Motzai Shabbos v'yantiv, Azvari tochuf me erev Shabbos. Lo tafsid onasa. That means that Rashi would agree on Motzi Shabbos of Yontif, that the Chafifa takes place on Erev Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Even Rashi accepts the Shiltas in that case. And that's how Tosfos squares away with Rav Chisda's mention. So then, if the Shulchan Aruch accepts Tosfos's interpretation of Rashi, then Siv Vav reflects Rashi as well. When he says, Chal Leil Tfilos Mitzoy Shabbos Mu Yontif, Yefshel Lachuf Oz, Tachof be Erev Shabbos, that can reflect even Rashi Shita and the Shultas. Now I want to learn with you the Shach. The Shach is in Sif Katan Vav. Let me see where that is here. Just a second. Put this on the side here.
Chafifa,
yeah.
Very long.
Very long. Okay, so let's see if we can. So, you know what? I'll do the following. I'm going to need your help for this. I'm going to read to you a summary of the Shach in footnote number. In footnote number Tesva in the Masifta. Okay then? And what I'd like you to do to help me out here is to see if you can find the punchline, so to speak, in this very, very long shach. So that requires listening and looking at the same time, if you can do both. Hashach Piresh Vidas Rashi Sha'af Sugyasenu Soveres Kemaskonas HaGemara Deli'el. Now you remember that Tosus had already raised the contradiction L'chora between the Sugya Deli'el of Rav Chisda and the Sugya here of Ravin and Rabbi Yochanan according to Rashi, because whereas Rav Chisda advocates separating the Tefillah, the Chafif from the Tefillah, the Sugya of Ravin absolutely rejects that. So Tosfos therefore says that if Motzi Shabbos is Yontif, then we'll hold on to Rav Chisda's principle and we'll be willing to separate the Chafif of Erev Shabbos from the Tefillah 2 days later. But the Shach wants to say that in this maze, in this contradiction, or between Samach Zayim on the days Rav Chisda and Samach Ches Amud Aleph Rav Yochanan, we're going to accept Samach Zayim on the days, and Aluch is going to be like Rav Chisda, and he's going to try to push this into Rashi. He says, "Afshe Sugyasein Soveres Kemaskonis Agmar Dili El Li Olam Yesh Lachuf Sheli Olam Yesh Lachuf Bayom." The Litbol Balaila. Can anybody find that in the Shach? Are you? But you don't have the Shach. Oh, we should have photocopied the Shach. Okay, so we'll see if we can, if we can somehow backpedal on that somehow. He says, "Li Olam Yeshlochuf Bayom, the Litbol Balaila," which is great because Rav Chisda, as we said earlier, was the advocate of this whole concept of Mumemis Lebeis. We have to get that Chafif in during the day when she's calm. And Rashi seems to accept that. He says, Vafilu b'tfilu b'motzoi Shabbos v'yantiv tachvof b'erev Shabbos. That's not straight away Rav Chisda. That no matter how much of a separation there'll be between the Chafif and the Tfilah, we're going to do that in order to maintain Chafifa Bayom. Milvad in Tatvila Chala B'motzoi Shnei Yomim Tov. Well, that's already too far. And that's Rav Yema. And Meremar, when he accepts La Halacha Rav Chisda, he qualifies it Ukinemitari Rav Yema. He says, "Milvadim atfila chal motzoi shnei yomim tovim shechol lios achar Shabbos shebazet takvof belel hatfila." Period. Umashem avur b'sugyaseinu shebemokom shi efshar ha'isha chofefes balayla. Oh, now we have a problem, because if we're trying to reconcile in any sense, you know, again, he doesn't want to completely drop the ball on Samaches. And on Samaches, what does it say? It says, one second, let me get oriented here. It says, Hilchasa Isha Lo Tachuf El Balayla.
So it doesn't
work with the Rambam. Oh, so the Shach is going to say something here. He's going to say that when it says in that verse, "Isha lo tachuf ela balayla," right? Which, according to Rashi, that's going to be the case of lo efshar. Of lo efshar, says the Shach, pirusho. Rak sheshatvila chala b'motzoi shnei yomim tovim sha'achar ha-shabbos. So the lo efshar means that here's a situation where we'd have to tolerate, if we insist on the chafif b'yom, a separation from the chafif to tefillah 3 days, that we can't tolerate, that's called the efshar. And then we're going to advocate chafif b'alayla. Chafifa Balayla. Aval Tvila Shechala B'motzoi Shabbos Efshal Lahakdim Esa Chafifa L'Erev Shabbos. Meaning, if it's only a separation of the day, that we can tolerate. Now, how do we read this into Rashi? Rashi says, Hadalo Efshar. When do we say Lo Tokuf Ela Balayla? He says, Lachuf Kigon. Now, if you take a look at the Bach for a second, he has Lachuf B'motzoi Shabbos. Now, if your Girsa is Motzoi Shabbos, that's a problem. Because the Shach holds that we pass him like Rav Chisda, and we can separate the Chafifa from the Tvila by a full day. But there's another girsa in Rashi that could square with, I think, with the Shach, when he says kemo motzai yantif. Now I see a little os vav here. I'm not sure if I'll find that so quickly. Osfar machirim Shabbos. Who nusach marshal? So marshal's nusach apparently is motzai Shabbos. That's not going to work for the Shach, because if the Girsa is Motzi Shabbos, then the Chafif is going to be on Erev Shabbos. It's going to have to be Kigon Motzoi Yontif, and Yontif here means Yontif Sheni. We have to make two leaps of faith over here according to the Shach. Number one, that the Girsa is not Motzi Shabbos but Motzi Yontif. Number two, the Yontif he's referring to is Yontif Sheni, which requires an addition here. But if you accept that addition, then it comes out that there's no stira between Rav Chisda and the Gemara here on Samaches, because what the Gemara is saying is B'dolo Efshar, they will have Chafif of Olayla, and what's B'dolo Efshar? That's a case where there are 2 days of Yantiv and a separation of the Chafif from the Tefillah of 3 days. That seems to be the Shach. Now, let me just read to you my summary here of the Shach, and let's just make sure I didn't forget anything in the Shach. He says the following. According to the Shach, we're rejecting all the Rishonim and all the Poskim, because the Shach's understanding of Rashi doesn't fit into any of the Rishonim, any of the Poskim, but rather we pass like Rav Chisda. Uke Meremar. And that's it. Upirish, and the interpretation of Hilchasahu Shin Efshar, Klomar, She'ein Hamerchak bein hachafifa l'tfila kol kach gadol kigon she'leil tfilas motzai Shabbos and motzai yontif rishon az chofefes bayo. And that was Rav Chisda. However, if efshar, which means that the merchak is so separated that there are 2 days of yontif, then chofefes balayim. Fine. And then we say that the girsa in Rashi is below efshar means motzai yontif, not motzai Shabbos, but motzai yontif. Oh, so when the Gemara paskins like Rav Chisda, and then it says kilometari smart Rav Yemar, meaning that Rav Yemar is accepting Rav Chisda. Oh, this is the point that I wanted to add. I knew I was missing something. Oh. The question is as follows. Rav Yemar, l'chora, is not tolerating a hafifa on Erev Shabbos if there are 2 days of Yontif, because that's already a separation of 3 days. That seems to be against Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says in all cases the hafifa will take place on Erev Shabbos, even if it's a 3 day separation. So the Shach has a chiddush here. The Shach holds that Rav Yemar lo cholek al Rav Chisda. That's interesting. The gam b'harchokas gimel yomim chofefes b'erev Shabbos, like Rav Chisda, kidei shelo tiyeh mehuma lebeisa. So we always have to maintain a hafif on erev Shabbos. Oh, just 1 second. Rak. Yesh la lahosif od chafifa b'motzai yontif. The shach, and this is what I left out before, is mechadesh that there are going to be two chafifos in the following scenario. When motzai Shabbos is the first day of yontif, and motzai yom rishon is the second day of yontif, in such a case, if leil tefilah says motzai yontif, meaning motzai yontif sheni, where the Chafif of Erev Shabbos is 3 days removed from, or prior to the Tevilah, in such a case, although Rav Yemar accepts Rav Chisda, that there will be a Chafif on Erev Shabbos, despite the separation, nevertheless, says the Shach, Rav Yemar is going to insist on a second Chafifa, which is going to take place on Motzei Yontif Sheni. In other words, there's an absolute requirement of Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and the reason for that is because of Mehuma Lebeisa. How can we tolerate a separation between that and that of 3 days? The answer is, we're going to cry a second Chafifa. So on a quiz, if I were to ask you, where do we find two Chafifos? I mean, first of all, you can talk about the tour who's trying to reconcile Rashi and the Shiltas and start the Chafifa Bayom and end it Balayla, but that's one Chafifa, long extended. Where do you find two Chafifas as a halachic requirement? The answer is the Shach's interpretation of Rashi. Because the Shach holds that Rashi accepted Meremar's paskening like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda accepted Rav Yemar. Rav Yemar was not willing to tolerate a separation of 3 days. On the other hand, the principle of Rav Chisda still remains correct if we want to reconcile Rav Chisda and Rav Yemar, namely that the Chafifa always has to be Bayom in order to cover the problem of Mehuma Lebeisa. Now we have another problem that's insolvable in Motzei Yontif Sheni. It's a separation of 3 days which Rav Yemar can't tolerate. The answer is going to be two Chafifas.
But even the Torah held two Chafifas with 1 day separation. He held it to Tov Yoser to do a second Chafifa Ma'at with Srika. So he also held the two Chafifas.
What was the case?
So it's just
Motzai Shabbos. Motzai Shabbos, because basically, according to the Shiltos, the Chafifa should be on Erev Shabbos. But according to Rashi, the Chafifa is going to be on Motzai Shabbos.
Sit down. Chal Mitzvilas Motzai Shabbos. Shini Efshar Lechufim Baud Yom. Daima Lechafifa Leil Tilasa. When we call Mokam Menekiyafa, the Shidrach Lechufim Baud Yom. Erev Shabbos. So he does it. The other way, he puts it back another one before to have a two chafifa.
Correct.
Right.
But it's very similar to the Shach, you're right. Because the whole premise of the Shach is we must insist on a chafifa mibod yom. You know, what do you say?
The Shach is
No, I'm saying the Shach's approach to Rashi is that we must insist on a Chafifa Bayom. And in that sense, even if the Chafif Bayom is lomoyel, it's not enough. And why is it enough? Because of the separation. Now again, what that separation is, I don't know. Before the Shach, I would have said the separation is one day. That's off the radar as far as the Shach is concerned, because Rav Chisda and Rashi accepted Rav Chisda going to the Shach would separate him by 3 days. But since we have Rav Yemar, he's not going to accept this 3-day separation. We cannot drop the ball on Chafif Bayom. So therefore, in the case of Motzei Yontif, Shel Rosh Hashanah or Shel Golios, we're going to have the Chafif Bayom to be Mekayim this absolute requirement of Chafif Bayom. And then we require a second Chafifa Motzei Yontif Balayla, because Rav Yemar doesn't tolerate such a long separation. So Yechiel is pointing out very well that a similar kind of approach we saw in the tour, in the case of Motzei Shabbos, because on the one end, we're going to fulfill Rashi's Shita, the way the Torah understands it, namely, Chafifa Balayla, right? Because we're passing like Ravin and Rabbi Yochanan, Chafifa Balayla, in order to fulfill the requirement of Samach Lechafifa Tvila. But on the other hand, we have to fulfill the halacha of the Shiltos, who in this scenario says it's Lo Efshar, and the Chafifa will take place by Yom. Now, 1 second. We never really came to grips with this sheet of the Shiltos. I still find this a little bit confusing to me. If the Shiltos doesn't have a requirement of Chafifa Bayom, why in Motzei Shabbos is he advocating Chafifa Bayom? Why not just go with Chafifa Balayla? Do we ever figure that out? Just 1 second. Let me just get my, I'm sorry, I want to get my head on straight here. I just want to wait, just give me a sec to make sure the facts on the ground are absolutely clear, and because there's so many different variables here. Let me just see if I get it. The Shiltos holds that if it's Bida Efshar, so the Chafifa is Balayla, right? Now what's Bida Lo Efshar? Is Chal Tvilasa Bilel Shabbos? Oh, okay, man. See, it's a good thing I double checked this. So let's say Hatvila is Bilel Shabbos, then the Shiltos will advocate Chafifa Bayom. Oh, but if Leil Tvilasa is B'motzei Shabbos, then L'chora he would advocate Tvila Chafifa Balayla. I just want to make sure that's correct. Let me just again look at Tosfos one more time. Vashiltos Pirsha Hadi Efshalachim B'Leil Tvila Shuchol blah blah blah. The other low Efshal Kigon Shalel Tvilasa Yontif O Shabbos. Oh, Oz Tachuf Bayom Shalifnei Hatvila. So wait a minute. So let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to the tour now. So the tour was talking about Leil Tefila Motzi Shabbos. So then for sure she's Tovelis Balayla. Bein LaRashi, Bein LaShiltos. So wait a minute. Where is this tour again? Chal Tefilas Motzi. If Shalachuf Bibod Yom is Daila B'Chavifas Leil Tefilas. Oh, you mean the Minig Yafa? Okay. When we call it Minig Yafa, she Tirchos V'Tachuf Yofe the Erev Shabbos. Oh, so let's just think about that. What does he have in mind here? It's hard for me to believe.
He's cautious for Rashi's problem.
Yeah, but again, you know, Rashi himself in this case speaks about Tvila Balayla. Unless he's going with the Shach. But 1 second, it's very hard for me to believe that the tour is going with the Shach. So let's just think if there's another option here. Let's leave out the Shach. So for sure we want some of L'Chafifa Tvila. Rashi never had a chumra of Tvila's Erev Shabbos, of Chafifa's Erev Shabbos in this case, to my knowledge. So where's this minhag coming from? Again, it could be that the minhag is just, Right. Then you're going with the Shach. But I'm just, I just want to check out if there's another way of learning this minhag yofa. Just 1 second. And why does he insist on the Rashi? Both Rashi and the Shiltos would say that the Chafifa is Balayla, Balayl Tvilasa, Motzei Shabbos. So who is advocating here a chafifa bayom? Who's advocating chafifa bayom? The Chumash. Yeah, the machlokes between Rashi, between the Rosh and Tosfos as to how to understand Rashi, was only relevant to Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, in which case she'll have to do the chafifa. One second. No, I'm saying if Leil Tfilasa was Motzei Yom Tov Rishon, Motzei Yom Tov Rishon, which means that if we advocate in favor of Chafifas Yom, there'll be a 2-day separation. In that case, the Rosh insisted that Rashi would postpone the Tefillah. Tosfos would say no, that in that case, Tosfos says that in that case, she would be chofefes balayla. She would be chofefes balayla. But on Motzei Shabbos, there's no machlokas between the Rosh and Tosfos. Everybody agrees that if Leil Tfilos is on a regular Motzei Shabbos, that according to Rashi, she's tovelis on Motzei Shabbos. I'm sorry, she's chofefes on Motzei Shabbos. So again, this minig yofer, I think you're right, Yechiel. It sounds like the Shach, the Rav Chisda. In other words, we're bringing back Rav Chisda into the picture, and we're going, and that even though Rashi admits that b'makom d'lo efshar, right? B'makom d'lo efshar. What does Rashi say? That the tefillah is going to be balayla, but we're still going to try to salvage a chafifa bayom, even though, again, in the case of Lo Efshar, Rashi says Lo Tochuf Ela Balayla, because it's a separation of a day between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. Nevertheless, we'll still try to salvage a Chafifa B'yom. Again, I don't think this is Rashi Shita. It's a Minig Yafet, and it's based on Rashi, but I don't think it's Rashi.
Seems like the Lashon of the Rav Yochanan is not to do that.
All right, Rabbi, so we'll stop here because I didn't realize what time it is. You know, this is a bit of a complicated sugi, but I hope we clarified it.
The Lashon of Yochanan says Lo Yitzchak. It doesn't say that it wouldn't help. It says